Hola, everybody. Welcome to this week's Uplift Your Mayhem Monday. I'm so glad that you have joined us here this week. The sole purpose of this podcast is purely to uplift you at the beginning of your week. It is to help you to start thinking a little bit differently and to start bettering your life so that you can find more joy in your life as you raise your family. I am Marcy, and I am a mother of five beautiful, crazy, fun boys and a wife to one big, fun, loving boy. I get the comment quite often that I am not raising five boys, but I'm raising six boys because he is right along doing all the crazy things right along with my boys. And I honestly love it. He makes the best dad. And our mantra and our motto in life is work hard, play hard. And he is a driving force for that motto, and I love it. This week on the podcast, we are so excited to have a guest speaker. This guest speaker is Amy, my sister-in-law. And we have been talking about this for so long, about actually starting a podcast or doing something to help empower women and to help them think better about themselves and to just really start helping them to decide who they are and to start seeing the joy in the world around them. Amy and I have spent countless hours on the phone just talking and telling each other about different things that have inspired us. We both listen to podcasts quite a bit and we read lots of different books, and whenever we find something that is just fun or inspiring, we just call each other and we just sit and talk about it for hours, and we just love it. So today she is going to come and speak to us today as a guest on the podcast, and I'm so excited about her topic. She is speaking and going to teach us a little bit about true love. So without further ado, here is Amy.
Hello, everyone. My name is Amy. I am guest speaking today for Uplifting Mayhem. I love what Uplifting Mayhem blogs about, and I love her podcast that she has recently started. I am excited to be a part of that today and share with you something that I feel passionate about. Today, I want to talk about true love. Now, hold on. Don't think I'm going to get all gushy, lovey-dovey. I am not talking about true love with another person, okay? I'm talking about truly loving who you are. Now, I know right now you could be having thoughts like, well, I can't truly love who I am right now because I want to lose weight first. Maybe then I can truly love who I am. Or other thoughts are, I can't love myself because it's a bad hair day today. Or I don't like my outfit today. Maybe I can love myself tomorrow, okay? Even worse thoughts that you could be having are things like, I can't love myself because I am a terrible parent. Or I yell at my kids. Or I can't love myself because I can't manage my money. Or I want to be a better wife first. Maybe then I can love myself. Have you had those thoughts or similar thoughts about yourself? And you are so hard on yourself that you don't like yourself sometimes. Sometimes you feel mad at your thoughts and your actions. Maybe sometimes you become so disappointed with yourself that you start to become depressed or withdrawn once in a while. Okay, now on the opposite side of the spectrum, you may think, well, I do love myself, but I'm not talking about the surface love. You may think, I do love my hair today and I do love my outfit. I feel good about myself. I love myself. You may think your love for yourself is on a sliding scale dependent on how good you look that day. But true love for yourself is deeper than that. It's so deep that people can feel it radiating from you more than they can see it. Okay? So today, I want to teach you how to truly love who you are. Put all those other things aside. We're going to talk about truly loving who you are right now. So listen up. This can improve your life. It can improve how happy you feel about yourself and in turn how you radiate towards others. I want to start off with one of my favorite phrases. It is the phrase, "You are your own best friend." Let me repeat that, okay? You are your own best friend. Think about that. It's a bit weird, I know, but it is powerful beyond words. When this sentence starts to become who you are and you begin to truly love yourself and become your own best friend, people will start to notice. People will see a confidence in you that they didn't see before. They won't know what has changed, but people will notice a kindness and a sincerity at a level unseen before now. You will seem lighter and happier, okay? This is a tool, this tool of learning how to love yourself and becoming your own best friend, that once you've mastered it, you will begin to share it with others through your mere presence. They will be able to feel this change, okay? They will start to wonder what has changed about you, but they can't quite figure it out. They will make comments like, "You seem happier. You seem more confident. You seem more at peace," or "You seem more driven." Okay, so by now you are wondering, well, how do I do this? How do I love who I am right now? I want to possess these qualities right now, okay? So these are four steps that I'm going to tell you about to becoming your own best friend and truly loving who you are right now. So I'm going to start with the first one, which is be honest with yourself. For example, if you make a mistake, own it. Even if in your own mind, own it. Come to terms with what you did wrong. All too often, I think we find ourselves lying to ourselves. And sometimes we don't even realize we're doing it. I want to make you aware of this. We lie to ourselves about why we did something or why we acted or thought that way. We do that sometimes. You are only hurting yourself when you lie to yourself. Don't lie to yourself. Look for the deep, hard truth and tell yourself the truth. Accept it. Okay? For example, here's a simple one. I was driving the other day in traffic with my four kids. I was driving my husband's truck that I don't drive often. It is huge and takes a bit more concentration for me to drive. One of my kids asked a question while I was driving, and I snapped back an answer. Now, there are two ways to think about this scenario and how I answered back. One is answering honestly, and one is not. So one thought could be, they should know the answer to that question and realize I am under stress right now and it's their fault I snapped. Another thought that if I'm being completely honest with myself is, I hate driving under these conditions and I snapped when I shouldn't have. It's my fault and nobody else's. Okay, see how in the second thought, I allowed myself to be completely honest with myself and own up to my mistake instead of creating a lie to make myself feel better about myself and try to blame my kids. You see, when you try to throw the blame somewhere else or to someone else, thinking that you are protecting yourself and in turn making yourself feel better, It actually has the complete opposite effect. It makes you feel worse about who you are as a person when you do that. So start owning up to your own thoughts and your actions as your own, and be honest with those thoughts and let them be a part of who you are. Second thing I want to touch on is to have integrity. Now, this is still along the lines of being honest, but I want you to see this one as having strong moral standards, sticking to them even when you are around others. In turn, this is being honest with yourself and trusting yourself. You will begin to love and accept yourself if you demonstrate integrity. Remember, integrity is more important than visibility. You have created moral standards for you to live by. When you live by those standards, and if you have integrity and stick to them in all situations, you will be happier with yourself. But we all know we aren't perfect and we are going to make mistakes, right? So that brings me to the third thing. The third thing is show forgiveness. Just like if your best friend makes a mistake and you still love them and consequently forgive them, I am asking you to do the same thing for yourself. If you make a mistake, which you will, forgive yourself. Think what it was you did and why you did it. Allow yourself to feel those feelings of letting yourself down, of making a mistake, and let yourself process it. Okay? Do what needs to be done to right the wrong. We all know that we need to do that. But the second part that can sometimes be harder is to then forgive yourself. Allow yourself to move on because you love yourself. Don't allow negative thoughts to tell you are worthless or that you suck or that you are never good enough or you're never going to be good enough, okay? By allowing those thoughts, that is who you will start to become. Fight those thoughts with thoughts of, it's okay, people make mistakes. Or another one is, that was hard, but I'm glad I tried and learned. Or sometimes I say, dang, I shouldn't have done that, okay? By simply owning up to it, to the mistake, and then letting it go, the negative thoughts don't stay. The last point I want to touch on is the phrase, do what makes you happy. Now, this can sound a bit crazy, I know. For me, upon hearing that phrase, I would think, oh, okay, let me go eat that entire bag of chocolate because she just said, do what makes you happy. Well, let me explain. When I say do what makes you happy, I'm referring more to not giving in to peer pressure. Don't do something because someone else is doing it. Do it because you want to. So let me give you an example. I have a friend who is amazing at replicating Pinterest. Her kids' birthday parties are straight out of Pinterest, complete with the decorating to the homemade treats and birthday invites. So I see what she does and I love it. But being that Pinterest mom does not make me happy. In fact, when I try to be too Pinteresty, it actually stresses me out, and then it's not fun anymore. Although I've had a good laugh at some of my Pinterest fails, in the end, having a Pinterest birthday party does not make me happy. But for my friend, it actually does make her happy. She loves spending the time and energy it takes into putting on the Pinterest party, and it looks fabulous. Me, I love buying the invites from Walmart and taking the kids bowling so I didn't have to come up with Pinterest games to play at home. That makes me happy. So Do what makes you happy, okay? Don't do things out of jealousy or peer pressure or because you saw it on social media. Do it because you want to. Stay true to those feelings and allow yourself to be you. Remember, there is an energy that comes from happiness and optimism, and it all starts with you. So love yourself for who you are, starting right now. Make those changes necessary and start right now and learn to love yourself. Aspire to those dreams and aspirations, but allow yourself to make mistakes along the way. And as you do, those stumbling blocks that may come into your way, allow them to become stepping stones and go get your dreams. It starts with you.
All right, guys. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast, and I hope you can really think about what true love is and how to really love yourself, because you can't give something that you don't have. So if you do not have true love for yourself, it's hard for you to give true love to somebody else. So food for thought for this week, and we will see you next week. We'll see you later. Bye.